Any other way of...
No, I don't think.
I mean, if you were really sick, you'd...
Oh, you'd vomit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'd be lacerated and you'd vomit. You'd come up.
Any other words for vomit?
I can't think of any.
What about a really bad way of saying it?
Let's see. Well, I'd say throwing up, of course, that wouldn't be bad. I've heard something else. Let's see.
Did you ever hear puke or
heave? Yeah, puking. I don't know. I guess you spell it. Yeah, puking. That's it.
Does that sound really bad?
Oh, no. It just sounds a little out of place. Nothing really bad about it, I don't guess, but I've never heard of anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that word used to that, but I have heard of vomiting.
And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick. Where?
At his stomach.
And you'd say he was feeling so good that instead of walking, he what all the way home?
Walked.
Or instead of walking.
Oh, instead of walking. Oh, he ran.
Okay, you'd say he has what a mile.
Oh, he ran a mile or something,
or
you mean?
Already this morning he has...
Already run a mile.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And horses gallop, but people walk or...
Oh, horses?
Yeah, people walk or...
Yeah, people walk, but you said gallop.
Horses gallop.
Horses gallop, yeah.
But people...
They walk.
Or
run.
And you'd say, those boys get mad and...
Fight.
And yesterday they...
Oh, they fought.
And ever since they were small, they have...
Have been fighting.
Or they have done what?
All fought.
And... Say if a boy keeps on going over to the same girl's house, like he's seriously interested in her, you'd say that he's...
Oh, he's courting her.
Mm-hmm. And he would be called her...
Well, I say boyfriend.
What did they used to say?
Oh, they'd say a sweetheart or feller, something mm-hmm. like that.
And she would be his?
His girl.
Mm-hmm. What did they used to say?
Well, they'd just say a girl or a sweetheart or something. Mm-hmm. Of course, they'd say girlfriend mostly now. Mm-hmm.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been...
Oh, smooching.
And... When the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she...
Oh, they had broke up or something.
Okay. And he asked her to marry him, but she...
Oh, she refused? Or...
Any other ways of saying that?
Oh, she just didn't want to marry him, I guess. I don't know. How you mean?
Did you ever say threw him over or jilted him? Or?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they'd say they jilted him. Maybe they'd be engaged, I think, and they'd say they jilted him, you know.
Or if she didn't jilt him, you say they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Yeah, got hitched.
Mm-hmm. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called
the best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride.
Bridesmaid.